From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, July 12th at 8:57. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have lower trade here this morning. September corn down 5.5 at 394.75. New crop December futures down 4.75 at 406. August soybeans down 8.75 at 11.08 1/4. November new crop contract down 5.25 at 10.62. And September wheat down 10.5 at 560.75. Looking at outside markets, last check on the equities, Dow Jones up 73 points at 39,827. And August WTI oil up 40 cents at 83.02. Today, the big news is the anticipation of the USDA supply and demand report. It'll be out at 11 a.m. today. The trade's really looking at the U.S. yields in particular, trade range 179 to 181 on corn and 51 to 52 on soybeans as a national yield average. To achieve that, you know, that's record yields, but we've had pretty conducive weather. So I wouldn't be entirely shocked if they kept those yields unchanged at 181 and 52. That's what they printed back in June. You know, look no further. You know, why has this market had such a hard time? And it's the conducive weather. We've had ample precipitation throughout the Midwest. There's been some bad luck pockets with a tough hail event in Nebraska and excessive flooding in southern Minnesota, parts of northern Iowa. But overall, rain makes grain, and that saying, cliche as it is, has stuck, and it makes sense for a reason. You know, a year ago, corn area is experiencing drought with 64% of the U.S. corn, and this year, only 7% of those corn areas are experiencing drought. So conducive weather is building stocks, and we have too much supply. Too much supply. It's pretty simple. And it's a game of chicken is underway, in my opinion. Producers around the world are undersold pretty substantially, but also the end users have little ownership, so they lack coverage. So that game of chicken is underway, but harvest will be here in the next 3 or 4 months. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But the U.S. producer has been a little bit frustrated, to say the least, here with a lack of a weather market this summer to hit a lot of orders and offers they had in place at the local elevator. So stay tuned on that. But I'm really just kind of talking to clients about adjusting and reevaluating. What do we need to do here to stay nimble and not be reactive? Let's try to be proactive. Weather forecast has more rain on the way.